Task 3. Joanna and two colleagues are preparing a web page to show some tourists inappropriate behaviour and give information about how travel photographers can make money from travel photos. Listen to the conversation and complete the information on the web page below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
Right. In our last meeting, we decided to start a page showing some inappropriate tourist behaviour and another page aiming to help tourists take good travel photos or videos. For the launch of the page about inappropriate tourist behaviour, Mrs. Law said we should focus on one type at a time. So any suggestions on inappropriate tourist behaviour to feature in our first issue?
I've read a few reports on tourists' inappropriate behaviour. In all the reports, using selfie sticks was among the top 5 most disliked inappropriate behaviour by tourists. So I think we should start with this one.
I agree, and I can totally understand why it is so frustrating to see tourists use selfie sticks. It's dangerous. You know, just imagine a tourist sticking out a metal rod in the middle of a road.
Funny you said that, Hugo. Safety concerns is a main reason why selfie sticks are banned in some museums, historic sites, and even theme parks.
But besides safety, are there other reasons why they are banned in, did you say, some museums and historic sites?
Yes, because they could cause damage to artworks if people are careless when using them in museums and historic sites. Remember, selfie sticks are often long metal rods.
Ah, I see. Well, surely nobody wants priceless artworks getting damaged by silly selfie sticks. But I've got a question. How can people who travel alone take photos of themselves?
Gary, I think this is a very good topic for our new page on photo or video taking tips. Well, I think when traveling alone, if you want to take a photo of yourself, you can simply ask a stranger to take a photo of you.
Yeah, but that's not always possible.
I have a tip. You can use a mirror. I mean, travellers can look around and see if there are any mirrors around. Use them. This tip is especially handy when you are travelling in big cities where mirror walls can be found quite easily.
But what about when you are visiting the countryside?
Then you will have to use a remote control or self-timer.
Yes, I think using a remote control or self-timer is the best when you are visiting places where there are few visitors. In my opinion, I like using a remote control or self-timer more than asking strangers to take photos of me. Well, talking about travel photos, I've heard that we can make some money selling travel photos. Is that right?
Yes. We can sell them through stock photo sites. In recent years, there are a lot of them popping up. You only need to register to become a member to sell your photos. And membership is free.
Hugo, you seem to know a fair bit about it. So is it really that easy to make money selling travel photos?
Funny you mentioned that, Gary. I went to a discussion forum by some travel photographers. One session was about selling travel photos. Hang on a minute. I've got the recording of that part. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, yes, please. I've got thousands and thousands of travel photos. It would be great if I could make some pocket money selling them.
Okay. Right, let me get my phone out. One sec, please. Right, here it is.
Chris, how long have you been selling your travel photos?
Well, more than 5 years.
I sell them on stock photo sites.
Have you made a lot of money selling them?
Well, some pocket money, yes, but not a lot. In my opinion, it's extremely difficult to sell travel photos on stock photo sites. Honestly, if you want to make a living out of it, you can forget it. In fact, there were some months when none of my photos got sold. One main reason is that I am competing with too many similar travel photos on numerous stock photo sites.
So, is it because everybody can put their travel photos on stock photo sites?
Yes, and there are so many travel photos on these sites. So many, as in tens of millions of similar travel photos on these stock photo sites. There's a lot of competition. You need unusual photos to stand out and get noticed. But for me, I have very few unusual photos. But I'm sure Anna's experience may be different. Anna is a wildlife photographer. Anna travels to faraway places to take wildlife photos. So, as far as I know, her photos are very popular on stock photo sites.
Thanks, Chris. Well, I'm very fortunate to be able to turn my passion into a job. I think the main reason for my small success in selling my travel photos is because all my travel photos have a focus on wildlife. It's certainly easier to sell wildlife photos because there isn't much competition.
So, it's easy for you to make money from selling your wildlife photos.
I wouldn't say it's super or very easy. All I'm saying is that it's easier.
Right, thanks, Anna. Steve, how long have you been selling your travel photos?
A bit over 3 years.
I know that your photos are quite popular.
Thank you, Brenda. I think my photos' popularity is due to the stories behind the photos. I mean, my photos come with stories. In short, I sell my photos with their stories, and it gives me an advantage over other travel photographers.
That's different.
Yes, and that certainly makes my photos more interesting and meaningful.
So is it easier to sell photos like that?
I'd say average. There's a market for that, but not a big one. There's also some competition, but luckily not fierce.
Thanks, Steve. That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.